Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, January the 7th, and the whole week ahead. Well, the Sun conjuncts Pluto today, but it's not a daily aspect. It is going to be very important psychologically over the next few weeks. What it's good for is clearing your mind, giving you mind power, brain power. And that's what you need to do now. Psych yourself up for learning and knowledge and study and doing new things, because this is the time to discover a new you. And here's your Sunday stars. With Mercury now starting to leap forward in Sagittarius, then give thought to financial projects and money in general. It's not a good time to make decisions, not yet, that time will come, but at least you can get your ducks in a row, your pros and cons, your budgets, tailor your needs to the cash that you've got. Economically, it would be a sound plan to sort out financial budgets now. And here's your Monday stars. With the kind of transforming energy that you have around you with the stars that began on Saturday, you need to look at your life generally and get out of any ruts or routines you're in. Transformation comes through redeveloping your life or taking the things that you've got and empowering yourself to get more out of life. Joining community groups, getting involved with local matters. It doesn't matter what it is, but you do need to do more than what you're currently doing to connect with others. And here's your Tuesday stars. The Sun squared to Uranus means that all kinds of things could be thrown up in the air now. And as I said at the very beginning of this week, there's transforming energies around you now, time to restructure aspects of your life. And when you see a Sun square Uranus, it does mean that you could go into things like a bull at a gate, and you shouldn't. Everything you do now, you should keep under control, and you should think about deeply and carefully before you go for any options. And here's your Wednesday stars. Well, your ruling planets, both Mars and Pluto, are connected today. This is very good because not only does it aid your powers of recovery, but it means through single-minded laser beam accuracy, you can really go for something and get it. But it's a singular aspect, and being single-minded that's important. So is there one thing that you want? Is there something that you wish to achieve, to gain, to gather? If there is, then go after it from today. And here's your Thursday stars. Big full moon in the sign of Cancer, and of course full moons mean the end of a cycle. For you as a Scorpio, this is going to open up all kinds of things. Opening up questions, decisions. Have you been thinking of doing the journey of a lifetime, making it your time to travel to places, emigrate even, move away, or bring people to you from other lands, other places, other continents? That's what these stars mean now. This full moon is exotic, and it means trying to get the things you've never had. And here's your Friday stars. With Venus conjunct Neptune yesterday, which really just wanders into your day today, this is lovely. It's seductive, it's beautiful, it's romantic, it's loving, and this is where it really coins it in for you. It coins in love. It's all about your heart's desire. So if you're looking for someone to bring into your life, if you're looking for love, then this aspect is absolutely ideal to discover who that person is.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.